In March, a Chevron diesel pipeline broke between Millard Bay and Interstate 15. More than 20,000 gallons of fuel spilled into the bay near the park's North Marina. Cleanup crews have been at the site ever since, scrambling to mitigate the damage and make the park safe for the public. On Friday, officials with the Utah Department of Environmental Quality reviewed a risk assessment study and determined that the majority of the park is safe for public access. Jeff Rasmussen is the deputy director of the Utah State Parks Division. He says once DEQ officials gave the go-ahead, his team decided to immediately reopen the park.
Well, we've been waiting all along for confirmation from the Department of Environmental Quality to confirm that, yes, it is safe for the public. But until we had confirmation from our specialists, we were not able to make that decision.
But Rasmussen says some areas of the park will still be off limits.
There's actually still some areas that were affected by the diesel fuel spill that are still being rehabilitated. And those areas are fenced off and they're all signed. And actually every visitor that comes into the park is going to get some information, just a piece of paper explaining how that works.
Rasmussen says extra staff will be available at the park this weekend to address the public's questions and concerns. Terry Gilday, KUER News.